This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You don't want this news. You really don't want this news. Okay, I almost peed on myself when I heard this. This really, I actually pooped. This ticked me off. Apparently there's a watchdog group, and this has been reported by the major news outlets, and I'm looking at Live Science right now, where a watchdog report has come out saying that the USDA fed kitty cats and dogs to other kitty cats. We're talking about feline cannibalism. And you're like, what the hell kind of a study is that? Apparently this investigation by, who did it? It's USDA's agricultural, no, who is the watchdog? The White Coat Waste Project. That's a group aimed at ending wasteful animal testing. And apparently they say that the U.S. government purchased hundreds of cats and dogs for research projects that were needless. And the research allegedly, according to Live Science, carried out at the USDA's Agricultural Research Service's Animal Parasitic Disease Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland, included feeding the remains of euthanized meat market animals to healthy lab cats, and then injecting the remains of these that were like parasite-infected cats and stuff into mice. I don't understand why you're mixing up cat meat and dog meat and giving it to mice, and I don't get this. Now, according to NBC News, the investigation found that more than 400 dogs from Colombia, Brazil, Vietnam, as well as 100 little baby kitty cats, meow, from China and Ethiopia were euthanized for lab food. They say the lab also breeds kittens in order to carry out research on the parasite Toxoplasma gondii. And cats are usually the only host for the parasite's eggs. We've talked about toxoplasmosis, where we worry about pregnant women that clean the poopoo powder of the kitty cats and how they could pick up the parasite from the kitty cat poopoo, and that could unfortunately kill their fetus. It's a pretty bad parasite. So I understand them studying the parasite, but you really have to kill these cats? Then the cats were fed brain or muscle tissue from intentionally infected cats. Why? This month, they say lawmakers announced they would introduce legislation to prevent the lab from infecting cats with the parasite, and then later euthanizing and incinerating those cats after researchers collected the parasites from the animal poo-poo. That's according to a report from NBC News report, although they didn't say poo-poo, they said feces. Now, the parasite T. gondii causes the toxoplasmosis. Now, according to the CDC, it's the leading cause of death attributed to foodborne illness in the United States. Now, you would think Campylobacter was the most common, or Salmonella or E. coli, but according to the CDC, even though those Campylobacter may be the most common to cause an infection, they say Toxoplasmosis gondii, or Toxoplasma gondii, or calling it toxoplasmosis, is a leading cause of death attributed to foodborne illness. And they say humans become infected after consuming food or water contaminated with infected cat feces or from eating undercooked meat or animals harboring the little cysts of the parasite in their tissue. Now, apparently, the report author, Jim Keen, who was a former USDA scientist, says the lab's research has achieved some discoveries related to toxoplasmosis, but the lab hasn't released any major breakthroughs in the last 20 years. So some of the details coming out in this report was 42 kitty cats. I have to say kitty cats because I got little kitty cats. 42 cats purchased in China were killed. their hearts and tongues, shipped to the United States lab, and then they injected them into mice. 48 stray cats were rounded up in Ethiopia, killed. Their hearts were shipped to the lab and fed to mice. 34 cats were purchased at a Chinese meat market. These cats were then killed, and their tongues, brains, and hearts were fed to USDA lab rats. Yeah, I've never been to a Chinese meat market, so the animals are alive? And you take the live animal and you take it home? 309 dogs were acquired from a shelter in Colombia. They were killed, and their brains, tongues, and hearts were fed to USDA lab cats. Then you add 120 unclaimed Brazilian shelter dogs. They also were killed. Tongues, brains, and hearts. I don't know why the tongue... Well, maybe because the tongue could harbor the disease. 42 dogs destined for a Vietnamese meat market were purchased and killed. Hearts, brains, and tongues of these dogs were fed to USDA lab rats. So, I know some people are saying, well, they were euthanized, so it was done painlessly. Again, why are we killing the animals, and why are we feeding other animals their meat? Now, I mean, there's a lot of stupid studies out there. And we've talked about this before, where, unfortunately, much of our research has come from studies that were very unethical. And stuff that would absolutely appall you. And we don't want to think about that. We don't want to think about the science that came from the Nazi experiments. Or the syphilis experiments, you know, that we did in the U.S. And nobody wants to think of, you know, the stuff that happened. And unfortunately, a lot of the breakthroughs we have came from some of this, you know, these things. And so it's not really something we brag about, and it's not something we're proud of. But, you know, I think scientists are going to have to prove, I think, a little bit more. And you know, we do already have regulatory boards. We do have boards. Whenever you do a study, you do have to, you know, put your study forth and get board approval, IRB board approval, to prove that there's not going to be human harm, that there's not going to be human embarrassment, and I'm sure those same boards exist also for animals. I just, but you know, my cats, like Shakaboo does not like the pate food. It only has to be those little meat cutlets, those meaty bits. So I don't know how these cats would even eat the other cats unless they starved them. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know how over the last few decades we were told to take aspirin a day, an aspirin a day, keeps the heart attack away. Then we were told, no, don't take the aspirin a day. Then we were told, yeah, take an aspirin. Then, no, don't take an aspirin. You need to be on a baby aspirin. No, you don't need to be on a baby aspirin. You need to be on aspirin. Do I need to be on aspirin? Oh, I don't know. Well, now, we're at no aspirin if you're healthy. Now, I'm still confused because my father was healthy until the day he died of a heart attack. So, the American College of Cardiology has now reversed a decades-old recommendation, even though we've been going back and forth with it for a while, saying that low-dose aspirin, you know, the 81-milligram baby aspirin or the 70, you know, anything from 75 to 100 milligrams, I guess in Europe it comes in a different, we have 81 milligrams, whereas in Europe I believe they have 75 and 100. I'm not sure how we came up with 81. I mean, that's kind of such an odd number. I need to look that up. There's a science behind how it was 81 milligrams. We really don't have a lot of medicines out there that end with the number one. I mean, you could get 1 gram of something, but 81 milligrams I always found odd. But anyway, I guess that one extra milligram, I guess if you took 80 milligrams, not going to do it. You need that extra little baby 1 milligram on top of that. So don't chew off a piece of your aspirin before you take it. So apparently the American College of Cardiology said that your baby aspirin should not be taken for the sole purpose of preventing heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems. Now, this reverse recommendation came after an international clinical trial found that those taking low-dose aspirin, if they were healthy, had no health benefit. This was a randomized blind study. So blind studies and double-blind studies is when, okay, so like a double-blind study is where the person doesn't know what medication they're getting, and the person handing out the medication doesn't know what medication they're getting. It's a way to get rid of bias. So, like, for example, if it wasn't a blind study, and I'm sitting there and I go, okay, Bob, you're the next test subject. Hey, Dr. Di, I'm like, hey, Bob, all right, here's your aspirin. All right, let us know how you're doing. Let us know how it works, whatever. All right, man, I'll take my aspirin. Thank you. Man, I feel good. You didn't even take it yet, dude. I already feel better just because it's in my hand. You can't do studies like that. Okay, so what you do is you give, Bob comes up. Now, this is a single blind study. Okay, so I know what Bob's getting. So Bob comes up. Hey, Dr. Di, what's up? Look, hey, Bob. Here's your pill. Doc, is it the aspirin? And I go, I can't tell you. It's a secret. Well, it's either the aspirin or it's not. It's like a dummy pill. I go, you can have the dummy pill, you can have the aspirin. And they look the same thing. He's like, well, how do I know? I go, you don't know. You're a test subject. Move on, Bob. Man, Dr. Dahlia, you suck. I'm like, yeah, sorry. That's a single blind. And that's exactly what they say. That's exactly the conversation that happens during these studies. Okay, so the test subject doesn't know what they're getting. They're getting a pill. Usually it's a woman that hands them the pill in a little plastic cup and doesn't say anything. But I would talk. I would be like, hey, Dirk, what's up, man? Like, Dr. D. Dr. D's in the house. So, but apparently you're not supposed to talk, okay? They get their pill, they take it. That's a single blind study. But I know exactly what they're taking. And that's not as good as a double blind study. Because I could have a twinkle in my eye, you know, and I don't have a really good poker face. So if I lie, you know, everybody can see if I lie, you know, because I giggle and my eyes get all googly. Double blind is where I don't even know. So somebody behind the scenes gives me a bunch of pills and says, you go pass this out to Bert, you know, Bob and Dirk and Lulu and whatever. And so Lulu comes up and go, hey, Lulu. And she's like, what are you giving me? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, I don't know. They handed me these white pills. And then she's like, well, are you going to kill me? How do I know what you're giving me? I go, I don't know. And then you start to get all nervous going, what the hell are these pills? But that's double blind. Double blind is where the person passing out the pills has no idea what you're getting, so they can't help bias you. Okay? So this was a study. Most of the people were 70 years or older, and about half were given aspirin and half were given a placebo. The study started back in 2010 and in 2017. And remember, most of these people were 70 years or older, and they found that the aspirin did not help prevent heart disease, physical disability, dementia, or stroke, which is what has been touted all these years. Now, somebody's texting right now, what about cancer? Okay, we're not going there yet, but you're right. You're right. There's been links that a daily aspirin may help prevent cancer, but we're not there yet. All right, hold on. So I need to be blind to that text because I'm talking about this double-blind study. So the ACC and the American Heart Association now say that aspirin should rarely be used to prevent heart attacks and strokes in people without known cardiovascular disease. So now we are going to only recommend it if you have very well-known cardiovascular disease. If you're healthy and you're just taking an aspirin a day because you're over 50, no, that's no longer recommended. Now, aspirin is still, don't get us wrong, aspirin is still paramount to take if you are a cardiovascular patient that has known arteriosclerosis and thromboembolic events. You will be given aspirin because it kind of prevents the clotting process. We've talked about how aspirin works. They say it thins the blood, but it doesn't necessarily thin the blood. It helps prevent clotting. And so, you know, some people have asked, okay, why aspirin? I mean, that's kind of a cheap medication. It's, you know, why is it such a lifesaver? Because, you know, if you're having a heart attack and you walk into the ER, I am going to give you an aspirin to chew. You're going to chew it up in front of me. You're like, but doctor, I'm having a heart attack. I'm like, I don't care. You're still on the clock. Chew the aspirin. We make it chew the aspirin, I mean, unless, of course, you're completely out and obtunded and, you know, we can't, you know, but if you're like, you know, I have crushing chest pain. I'm like, chew this aspirin right now. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll do what you say. How do I know it's aspirin? I go, this isn't a blind study. Take the damn aspirin, Bob. And so, when somebody has a heart attack, and we've talked about this, it's not so much at the artery that's supplying blood to the heart muscle. Starts to get clogged, you know, 80%, then 85%, then 90, then 91, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 99%, and then boom, go to 100. That's not how it always happens. What ends up happening is you could be a certain percentage clogged, and then something breaks off that plaque that is sticking to the walls. And it just breaks off. And when it breaks off, because it's really crispy, it can tear the lining, the intimal lining. It's very intimate now. We're being very intimate now, talking about intimal linings. The intimal, the inside lining of the artery, and it may slice it a little bit when it flakes off, because it's, like I said, these arteriosclerotic plaques are very sticky and crispy. When you have a tear, your body knows. I mean, your body, it's amazing the communication system it has. You guys think the internet rocks. The body is still the best communication system out there. The body then recruits clotting factors to stop any bleeding. The problem is when these clotting factors come to seal what happened, that little tear, it completely can block the lumen, the opening of the vessel. Then blood can't get to the heart, and boom, you have a heart attack. And that's what happened with my dad. Massive heart attack, like out of the blue. So we take an aspirin a day to help lower clotting risks. That's where that all came from. So I'm still a fan of aspirin for those patients that are vulnerable. But what they're saying here is if you are healthy and you don't have heart disease, you don't need the aspirin. Now that now brings the question, well, how do we know if we're healthy? And that gets tricky. So basically, you know, while we're waiting for the official recommendations on when to take the aspirin or not, the guidelines they're now recommending are behavioral changes to ensure a healthy heart. They're telling you not to smoke. They're telling you to maintain a healthy weight, to exercise at least 150 minutes a week, eat, you know, diet full of fruits and vegetables and nuts and whole grains and fish. But low-risk patients taking aspirin doesn't seem to really do much for you. In fact, there could be risks. You could have bleeding, GI bleeding, because you're losing your clotting factor abilities. You know, that could hurt you if you end up, you know, having a stroke for some reason, a hemorrhagic stroke, you're in a car accident. So we are necessarily recommending it for low risk. But for high risk, yeah, you're still on the aspirin. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that the pilots of the doomed Lion Air flight in Indonesia last year frantically scoured a handbook about the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft before crashing into the water. People with knowledge of the cockpit voice recorder contents reportedly telling NBC News the captain fought to climb after an anti-stall system pushed the nose of the plane down. Authorities are investigating whether pilots had enough training to respond to the emergency or if they were aware of the computer system. The U.S. recently grounding that aircraft model after two deadly international crashes in less than 5 months. DirecTV customers, listen up. You could lose nearly two dozen channels by the end of the week as AT&T and Viacom are struggling to reach a deal. The channels, including Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and others, are part of a dispute over fees. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is pretty frightening. Okay. We've been talking about these Boeing 737 MAX 8s and, you know, the recent couple of crashes between the Ethiopian Air and Lion Air. So if you go back to the Lion Air jet crash, okay, that's when that last fall crashed into the sea shortly after takeoff. They say a day before that jet crashed, apparently the aircraft had troubles also. And an off-duty cop in the jump, pilot in the jump seat helped save the aircraft. Apparently, now this is the day before the Indonesia Lion Air jet crash. The extra pilot was on a flight from Bali to Jakarta and was seated in the cockpit jump seat. when the crew of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 struggled for control of the aircraft. During the flight, the jet displayed unusual variations in altitude and airspeed in its first several minutes, according to Reuters. Some of the variations included an 875-foot drop over 27 seconds when the plane was supposed to be ascending before stabilizing and flying out to Jakarta. So as the jetliner was in a dive, the extra pilot figured out what was wrong and told the crew how to disable a malfunctioning flight control system to save the aircraft. Now, this was reported by two people familiar with the Indonesia's investigation. They told Bloomberg. So the crew was told by this extra pilot who was hanging out in the jump seat to cut the power to the motor, causing the plane's nose to dive down. Now, that's apparently part of the checklist that all pilots are required to memorize, according to Bloomberg. So apparently that kind of saved it, cut the motor to the system that was causing this error, and they were able to stabilize and fly. Hours later, however, with a different crew on board, same plane crashes. Why that plane wasn't grounded, we don't know. And all 189 people on board had gotten killed. Same plane that had the issue hours before. So officials investigating the Lion Air crash previously said they were looking into the plane's anti-stall system, which was engaged and repeatedly pushing down the aircraft's nose prior to a crash into the sea. The Indonesia Safety Committee report also said the plane had had multiple failures on previous flights and had not been properly repaired. Now remember, this isn't the most recent plane crash, Ethiopian. This is going back to the Indonesia crash, and we're starting to get all this information, all these reports on what happened with that plane, which is very similar to the plane that just crashed. So, according to Lion Air spokesperson Danyang Pihantoro, told Bloomberg, all the data and information that we have on the flight and the aircraft have been submitted to the Indonesia NTSC. We cannot provide additional comment at this stage due to the ongoing investigation of the accident, but we're still getting pieces of information. Now, and we want to get this information because we want to know now why Ethiopian Airlines crashed 302, flight 302 crashed earlier this month right after takeoff. And this is just minutes after takeoff, killing all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. Now, the French Civil Action Investigation Bureau, BEA, said that black box data from the Ethiopian Airlines, the recent one, showed clear similarities to the Lion Air crash. Now, what we're being told, which is... This is where it gets tricky. When we go back to the Lion Air crash in the fall, apparently there are some voice recorder contents that have already been listened to and evaluated. And we're being told that when those pilots just minutes before the crash, you know, knew something was wrong, they went to the handbook. And the handbook was so thick and convoluted, and I shouldn't use convoluted, but there was so much stuff in that handbook, especially during the panic and your epinephrine and adrenaline going, that they couldn't read and get to what they had to read to in time before it crashed. So, the three sources discussed them on a condition of anonymity. But this is the first time the voice recorder contents of the Lion Air flight have been made public. Now, I don't have access to it. I don't even think Reuters has aspect to it. But they say that the captain was at the controls of the Lion Air flight JT610 when it was almost a brand new jet took off from Jakarta. The first officer was handling the radio. This is this preliminary report. 2 minutes into the flight, the first officer reported a flight control problem to air traffic control and said the pilots wanted to maintain an altitude of 5,000 feet. Now, the first officer didn't specify the problem, but one source said airspeed was mentioned on the cockpit voice recording, and a second source said an indicator showed a problem on the captain's display, but not the first officer. So you had one side showing a problem, not the other. Again, this is a software issue. The captain asked the first officer to check the quick reference handbook. Now, that contains checklists for abnormal events. For the next 9 minutes, the jet warned pilots it was in a stall. And when you're in a stall, you push the nose down in response to try to gain some momentum. I guess a stall happens when the overflow over a plane's wings is too weak to generate lift to keep it flying. So the captain tried to fight to climb the plane, but the computer was incorrectly sensing a stall and kept continuing to push the nose down. Now, how was it doing this if the captain was fighting the climb? It's because the computer was taking over, and it was using the plane's trim system. Now, trim, I took some flying lessons, and it's a concept a little tricky, but trim will adjust your control surface to allow you to kind of flight straight and level. There's this trim that you use, and it's kind of a different lever when you fly. And so, rather than, you know, your handlebars, the computer system was taking over the trim. And the third source had told the news outlet they didn't seem to know that the trim was moving down. They were really concentrating on airspeed and altitude because that's all you could hear them talk about. And so what some people had said are these handbooks is like a test where there are 100 questions, and when the time is up, you've only answered 75. So you panic, and it's a timeout condition. They say the flight data recorder, they said the 31-year-old captain tried in vain to find the right procedure in the handbook. The 41-year-old first officer was unable to control the plane. They said about 1 minute before the plane disappeared from radar, the captain asked air traffic control to clear other traffic below 3,000 feet and requested an altitude of 5,000, which means 5,000. And it was approved. But then, at the end, the captain was silent, and the Indonesian first officer said, Allahu Akbar, or God is great, common Arabic phrase, and then plane hit the water, killing everybody on board. So the question now rises, are we okay as society with all our dependence on computers and software, okay with that taking over and us not being able to supersede it? We have humans up there in the air that cannot supersede a computer glitch. You know, they've been talking for years about having automated planes, especially since that one pilot decided to kill the German wings pilot, decided to lock the other pilot out and kill everybody on board, crash into a mountain. So people were saying, you know what, let's get humans out of there. Get humans out of there and just have a computer. Well, what if we can't override a computer malfunction? And computers do malfunction. So this is some real frightening stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Roundup Weed Killer was a substantial factor in a California man's cancer, according to a jury. And they have determined, in the first phase of a trial, which could now possibly determine the fate of hundreds of similar lawsuits, this Roundup Weed Killer. This was a unanimous verdict by a six-person jury in a federal court in San Francisco, being reported by Fox News. And it came in a lawsuit filed against the Roundup manufacturers, Monsanto. And Edwin Hardman, 70 years old, was the second plaintiff to go to trial out of thousands across the country who claim that this weed killer caused their cancer. Monsanto says studies have established that Roundup's active ingredient, glyphosate, is safe. Now, this is the second, I think, settlement. Back in August, a San Francisco jury awarded a man $289 million after determining Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A judge later slashed the award to $78 million after Monsanto had appealed. Now, this gentleman, Mr. Hardiman, was before a different judge, but they think it may be more significant. U.S. Judge Vince Chabria is overseeing hundreds of Roundup lawsuits and has deemed Hardiman's case and two others bellwether trials. I guess the outcome of these cases can help attorneys decide whether to keep fighting similar lawsuits or settle them. Legal experts say a jury verdict in favor of the patient and the other test plaintiffs will give their attorneys huge bargaining position in any settlement talks for the remaining cases before that judge. That's how things work in law. It's kind of fascinating. If you know the judge is pro your side, and the judge already ruled big money, the lawyer can then take this to the other plaintiffs and say, okay, look, you know, we could spend a lot of money going to court, you know, but we already have somebody very, very pro our side. Let's go to the company and see if they'll settle. Now, the company will be like, well, wait a second here. Is the judge going to all 15, 16, 200 times rule in favor? There's a good chance they could. Maybe they won't. Maybe, you know, they'll get fatigued and it might look, you know, a little odd. But they go, you know what? Let's settle. Because I really don't want to be hit with a $278 million lawsuit. And so it's golden. Once a judge rules one direction, it's great for the plaintiffs. And, I mean, this is some scary stuff with Roundup. So the judge had split Hardiman's trial into two phases. Hardiman's attorneys first had to convince jurors that the Roundup use was a significant factor in his cancer before then they could make arguments for damages. See, because somebody could say, well, he could have gotten cancer because of a variety of things. He might have worked at the 9/11 site. You know, he might have genetic issues. He might, you know. So they had to prove that it was the Roundup exposure, which is very tricky. And to be able to prove that takes some fancy footwork. So now the trial is going to proceed to the second phase to determine whether the company is liable, and if so, how much, and that's easier. Now, many government regulators have rejected a link between cancer and glyphosate. Monsanto has vehemently denied such a connection, saying hundreds of studies have established that the chemical was safe. Now, Bayer acquired Monsanto last year. They said in a statement after the verdict that it continues to firmly believe that the science confirms that glyphosate-based herbicides do not cause cancer. So here's my thing. You know, people have asked, Dr. Dolly, what do you think? When you have something that can kill a plant, a living object, I have a little suspicion that it may not be 1,000% benign on a human living subject. That's just a gut feeling there. Do I have any proof? No, I've never really studied pesticides. But if you have something, I mean, you guys have all seen weeds, right? I mean, these are weed killers. How many of you guys have ever had a weed? And you pull the weed, and maybe you pull it half-assed because it's in there deep, and it's in there tight. And you go, you know what? I'm going to take out all its leaves. So it won't get sun. It can't photosynthesize. That weed is dead. And then the next day, you leave your house, and there's the weed, nice and flourishing. Weeds are some of the most resilient plants out there. And if there's a chemical on this earth that can cause the demise of a weed, it makes you kind of wonder if it can hurt a couple baby cells in the human body. So I also, though, however, believe that a lot of chemicals are out there that can cause cancer that we're exposed to. I think there's a lot of things we're doing wrong. I mean, I even have a baby suspicion that, you know, a lot of our plastics might be linking, you know, might be a cause of some of, you know, the breast cancer and common cancers that we get. I mean, we have everything loaded and lathered and heated and stored up in plastic. Kind of makes you wonder, you know, I mean, is that stuff getting into our body? And it is, and, you know, what's it doing? So, on the other side, if you're, you know, using bug spray or these chemicals that are supposed to kill something, I would say also, you know, use some, you know, caution and, you know, try not to expose yourself. You shouldn't overexpose yourself to any chemical. Now, I don't really know all the details of how much exposure he had and, you know, he didn't obviously bathe in it. But, you know, and I'm not saying I'm on one side or the other, but, you know, people just expect any chemical out there to not be good to expose yourself to long term. Now, Monsanto developed glyphosate in the 1970s. The weed killer is now sold in more than 160 countries and widely used in the U.S. Now, the herbicide came under scrutiny under the France-based International Agency for Research on Cancer. And the World Health Organization classified it as a probable human carcinogen. Then lawsuits against Monsanto followed. The company has attacked the International Research Agency opinion as an outlier. Then the U.S. EPA says glyphosate is safe for people when used in accordance with label directions. So we have the EPA saying it's safe when used in accordance with label directions. So that means we got some opinion coming from the court system. Do you believe the EPA or do you believe the, you know, watchdog reports? Problem is if there's just one baby study showing some cancer-causing link, that wins. And I kind of don't blame it because I argued that. I told you guys years ago, it was in the late 90s, we had something called Journal Club where you had to find an article study and you had to present it to the other doctors. And, you know, if you were a student or resident, you know, you had to present it to other, you know, big boy doctors. You know, you had, you know, you're a little kid, then you got the big boys out there, right? And so there was a study that said taking estrogen, these women on hormone replacement therapy could be at risk for heart disease. And this was in the late 90s. And I bring it up. And boy, did I get poo-pooed. You know, everybody's in the room going, oh, come on, please stop. No, no. You know, they go, it's, you know, hormone replacement therapy protects the heart. I go, they go, there's tons of studies out there that say that. I go, yeah, but I know this is just one study. But if somebody got a heart attack from their estrogen, don't you think we need to raise an eyebrow? Maybe some people will get heart attacks from their hormone replacement therapy. No, 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 baby girl, no. Look at the literature. Well, what happened with the Women's Health Initiative in 2002? They found that estrogen put people at risk for heart disease. So these one little baby studies sometimes mean a lot. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliverti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.